one of the things that they did do, which really was upsetting, I think actually destroyed a lot of us. At one point, there was 8 of us in the class, and then they separated us into our impairment groups. And I was one of the children. They couldn't find a group to put me in. So then they started breaking, and then they mixed the ages up. So you didn't no longer had year one, year two, year three in terms of the senior year, how it went. They would just mix you on your impairment groups. So us as youngsters found that quite upsetting. Again, we didn't really understand what was going on, but they just separated us out. And we were like, hold on a minute. We were in a class. We got on with who we were got on with. But then to separate us like that, then you start hierarchy. You're basically saying this impairment is more, you know, is higher, and this impairment is more lower. And that's what happened until we left school. And it was located in Plaster, which was in the London Borough of Newham. And most of disabled children attended that school who had physical impairments would have attended Elizabeth Fry School. It was a very small school. I think it had about 50 children in total. It had a nursery, and it went right away until you were 18. You would stay up until you was 18, but I couldn't see the point of that. So I started in the nursery, so I left when I was 16. Class sizes were extremely small. My class had 4 pupils, so you can, if you're thinking of a school so small, you don't really have much opportunity of engaging and making meaningful friendships. You think of a mainstream school, there's thousands of children in a mainstream school, so I had, you know, 3 other, with me, it was 4, so 3 other children. What if you can't stand any of them?